glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Size Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Shri Sai Ram. Om Shri Sai Ram. To the supreme sacred source from which the universe emerges, to the grand master that it reports to, and the ultimate destination that it journeys to the force that reincarnated as the bewitchingly beautiful Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I bow with deep gratitude, humility, and lots of love. May His grace, guidance, and protection mark your day and mine, dear sisters and brothers. Good morning, Sai Ram, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live on this first day of February 2018. Clearly, if you're listening to this live broadcast, you have survived the red moon, the blue moon, the super moon, the lunar eclipse, and all the rare heavenly phenomena that has taken place yesterday. It was quite a happening day. Phew, we're all done with it. And well, we have come out, I'm sure, our energy levels have gone to the next dimension. Whatever was supposed to happen has happened. We are very glad that we are all well and listening to your favorite station, Radio Sai Global Harmony, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. The current time in the ashram right now is 41 minutes past 9 a.m. That is the Indian Standard Time. Current temperature in the ashram is a pleasant 23 degrees Celsius. And these days our overnight lows are in the mid-teens. But the daytime highs are inching up, regrettably, I should say, to about 32 degrees Celsius with bright sunshine. Well, the visiting Russians and other Balkans around the ashram are loving it. But for the rest of us, it's getting a bit warm in the afternoons. I guess it's very cold in their countries, the Eastern Bloc countries, from where these devotees of Bhagwan Baba have come all the way from to attend Shivratri. And they just seem to love the ambience of our ashram. I see their children playing joyfully in front of the Western canteen. There are lovely gardens there. And in that park, the children are all the time playing. And incidentally, dear listeners, if I may share an interesting aside with you, our Vidya Vahini office is located on the first floor of the same building, that is first floor of the Western canteen. And it's part of this bigger center called the Center for Human Values. And children being children, what they do, there's a big teak door that leads up to a lobby where there's an altar and then a staircase that takes you to the first floor where the Vidya Vahini office is. And these children, they tend to lock us out a few times. They just bolt the door from outside and they latch us. So we are stuck inside the Center for Human Values, but it's all good fun. We call for help and someone or the other just lets us out. And these children are so cute, you can't even get upset. In fact, during Christmas, they gave Santa and his reindeers and his sleigh a very tough time. That display was kept in front of the Western canteen. And it had to handle a fair bit of rough and tumble because the adorable toddlers were playing inside it and exploring Santa's beard and his big belly. I should tell you about this two-year-old little boy who blocked my path going up the steps to the Vidya Vahini Center. He had a flimsy little stick. And he wouldn't let me go up the steps by Goddess Saraswati's statue. He kept dodging in my way with the stick and blocking me. And all along he was humming this grrrr sound to scare me. The little fellow with his blonde hair and icy blue eyes and scrunched up little nose, which was cute as a button, was so adorable I could have gulped him down like a cupcake, but I pretended I was scared and I played along. You know, the thing about our Prashanthi Nilayam is it's one place where parents feel so relaxed and their children are totally at home. The ashram is clean, it's safe, with minimum traffic, and the traffic is very slow moving inside the ashram, as you know. So it just feels very comfortable for the children and the visiting devotees, and they feel at home here. That is why I guess Prashanthi Nilayam is home to millions of us who seek refuge here and draw our spiritual plasma from this sacred source. This morning, after a very, very long time, I have a question for our listeners, and I shall announce the names of the winners of the show, on this show today itself, on the other side of the interview that I'm going to play for you. Here comes my question, and please pay close attention. Where is the new office of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini located in the ashram? So do you know the location of the new office of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini within the ashram? The question is also a test of your listening skills on Radio Sai. So please email me your answers immediately, and do remember, dear sisters and brothers, to state your full name, your location. By location, I mean I need to know your city and country. And you can send your answers to my email ID, which remains karuna@radiosai.org. K for kite, A for apple, R for Robert, U for umbrella, N for Nancy, A for apple. karuna@radiosai is one word, radiosai.org. And I'm looking forward to many, many responses from our listeners to this question, which I'm going to repeat for your convenience. The question on Morning Glory this morning is, where is the new office of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini located within the ashram at Prashanthi Nilayam? Your name and location may please be emailed to me ASAP, immediately, because we don't have much time. The mails have to reach me and I have to collate the answers and the right names. My email ID is karuna@radiosai.org. I will announce the names of the listeners with the right answers on the other side of this show. But first, let us now enjoy a brand new episode of Tryst with Divinity. In conversation with Radio Sai's very own Bishu Prushti is Mr. Ram Kisun. After this interview, I shall declare the correct answers and your names. Please listen in.
Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to Tryst with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan. And today, Bhagwan has sent to the studios Mr. Ram Kisun from Trinidad and Tobago. Today is December 22nd, 2017. The Christmas joy is on, and Mr. Ram Kisun has been coming to Prashanthi Nilayam to be with Bhagwan and all the Sai brothers and sisters who have come from different parts of the world to celebrate Christmas, and he has been doing this continuously from 2007. For the last 10 years, he's been here in Prashanthi Nilayam for Christmas. In fact, he's been coming for Christmas from 1993, but he's been coming every year since 2007 without missing a year. So if you see the number of Christmases he has spent in Prashanthi Nilayam, it's more than 20. And he's someone who has also served Bhagwan as the former president of International Satya Sai Organizations Trinidad and Tobago. And before he was blessed with this responsibility, he handled positions at the center level, regional level, national level. So he was a youth coordinator, seva coordinator, education coordinator, spiritual coordinator. So he was there in every part of the organization, every wing of the organization, before got the opportunity to serve as the president of the Satya Sai organization. In fact, his association with Bhagwan goes back to 45 years, and he's been there in the Satya Sai organization since its inception in Trinidad and Tobago. And he's here serving Swami's children during Christmas. There is the children's choir, which happens every time along with the adults' choir. And for the last 5 to 7 years, he's been there helping the conductor of the children's choir as the child caregiver. So he helps her to do the choir, do the practice sessions with the children, and he enjoys this. He enjoys working with the children, and that is his joy. That is his one of the biggest motivations to come to Prashanthi Nilayam every Christmas. So, a warm welcome to you, Mr. Ramkishan, to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Brother Bishu, for your kind introduction. I'd like to express my deep, profound gratitude to Bhagavan for making it possible for me to come and be with his children that he have selected from all over the world. We have 12, 13 countries again this year, and about close to 50 children. Yeah,
wow.
And 6-7 musicians, all working to give the best that of the children could produce, make this offering to Swami. So it is indeed an honor and a privilege for me to be here and to come, and it's my humble prayer to Swami to keep allowing me to come as the years go by, to enjoy, to have this to be in this joy, in this Prashanthi Nilayam. Prashanthi Christmas is the best for me. I live and whole year I put things in place just so December month I can be free.
Wow.
To be here with Swami's children from all over the world.
So whole year you prepare so that you can come for Christmas.
Yes
every year.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that, you know, I could have celebrated at least 1 year somewhere else, but because you've been coming like every year, almost 20, 25 times you have come to Prashanthi Nilayam. Don't you think you've missed something?
Certainly not. My dad is 82 years and his health is not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And yet still I would come, I trust that Swami would keep him well until I get back. And by now my family, my two sons and my wife, they have gotten used to it. I asked them to come, and they were on and off. This week they're coming, next week not coming. So happened, my son had to work, and you know, mother would stay with the child. So, but they fully understand, and they're happy I'm here.
They know that for Christmas you will be in Prashanthi.
Only Prashanthi.
Wow. So can I ask you, what are your beautiful Christmas moments? What are the Christmas memories that you cherish?
Yeah, early back in 1995, I think, my second Christmas in Prashanthi. And those days we were practicing in the shed. And the music team was a small one, one harmonium, one tabla player, one dolak. So I happened to be the dolak player in 1995.
Oh,
Swami's
wow.
Grace, with a small little dolak. It so happened the final practice was before performing for Bhagwan on 24th. December, and the drum burst, the left side of the drum burst.
The drum burst?
Yeah. Oh. So this was like 11:30 and it's 2 o'clock, we have to go line up. So we had to grab a quick lunch and shower and change and be nice for Swami. And all I could do was put some masking tape I could find in the room and tape up the drum. So, but it was like 50%. It wouldn't be the same. So I'm sitting in Sai Kulwant Hall. It's new brand Sai Kulwant Hall. And I'm thinking to myself, the thought is coming. The thought is just come, you know, Swami, forgive me for this drum kind of thing. You know, this drum is not
and
of the
best. You practiced for so many days.
Yes.
And finally the instrument breaks.
Yeah, you know, so what
so
to do?
Disappointing.
Yeah. And it didn't make 5 minutes, good brother. One elderly brother from the sanctum inside the temple, he came straight up to us, who was sitting there, and he said, "Would you like to use Swami's instrument?" And my heart like it leaped out for joy. He said, come. And he took me with him inside the temple. We looked for the instrument. And the instruments was not there. Then he called and they said, "Oh, they're having a program and they're using it somewhere up by the stadium." But soon after the call finished, as we came back out of the temple, thinking the instrument is there, the instrument was just outside there. Who supposed to carry the instrument? Probably forget it. So not of Swami's Leela there. And we were able to use the instruments. He called back again. They didn't need the instruments there anymore. They already improvised something. So I was able to play this naal that the students play. So this is a great honor for me to be able to play the same drum that Swami's students are playing.
Wow. Swami ensure that you as his instrument do your job well, and whatever instruments are needed for you, he ensures that he provides you all that. Wow. Amazing. So this was in 1995.
Yeah. And or special moments in 2007, Sister Alma used to conduct then, and
yes.
So when there is registration, I was in the adult choir.
Okay.
And they were looking for a childminder, and they were like, was 2 days past and no volunteer. So then I approached, I said, look, there's a need, here's an opportunity to serve.
Mm-hmm.
This is my life, wherever I see small things, you know, like, so here was an opportunity, and I said, yes, if you want, I will help with the children.
And looking after the children.
Yeah, and she accepted, yeah. And she was so happy. I don't know what I did. I was just there taking care of the children. But she was so happy. She allowed me. She gave the opportunity to do RT.
Okay.
After program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the men's side. Mm-hmm. So I guess
Swami guided. Blessings.
Yeah, small blessings. The small things. Yeah.
They just kept. Swami kept telling you in his own way that he's recognizing what you're doing.
Yes.
That his eyes are all, they're always on you.
yes. That connection, yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, feeling his grace. These things that he does, that like is just a wow moment for me.
Yeah.
You know, like from 1993, whenever I would go back and you have, people want to know, how is Christmas in Prashanti? Mm. How it was, Vishnu, how it was?
Mm.
And I would say, best Christmas ever. And for all these years... This year and all is best Christmas ever.
So every time you went back and you said, this is the
same
best
message.
Christmas.
Best Christmas ever. And this is Swami.
Hmm.
So when I'm leaving home, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what it is, what will happen this year, 2017. But I know, I have this faith in Swami.
Hmm.
He is the best manager, the best planner.
Hmm.
And he knows exactly what is best for me in the perfect timing of his timing.
Mm.
And this is so much joy to me when there is, without any words, there is this Swami does these kinds of things. Like this interview that is happening right now, this is a wow moment for me. This is a first for me. And so there have been many firsts over the years, you know, small things, but...
Little ways, all the time he's letting you know that he's there with you, guiding you, filling you with joy and doing things to make you happy.
Yes.
Wow. So, but when did this conviction happen that Swami's there with me? When did that faith sort of get established in you that he is everything and I only have to live for him, because that's how your life has been, right? You spent nearly 30-35 years in the organization, and for 45 years you have known him, and even now you have the same drive, the same enthusiasm like it was maybe 45 years ago, because you have the same enthusiasm for Swami. So how did that thing get established in you?
I guess like any other person getting to know Swami, I had my doubts. My faith was not 100%. Yes, we were following Swami and we love Swami and in satsang and doing the seva. But this conviction that you are speaking about, somewhere around 2007, it became more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I always had this drive and this passion for seva.
Mm-hmm.
You know, house building and wherever there is a need, conducting choir home. You know, I learn all these songs and I go back and there's opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Being in the education field and the seva field and.
So you would conduct the choir again there?
I've conducted choir a couple of times.
Okay.
When there is something that is needed, let me say some visitor once brought a gutta from the Prashanti Council, visited Trinidad, and people said, no, he come today and tomorrow they want to put on something. Within one day, we can make it happen. Because we have been working with the people, we know who to call up, a couple centers, the children come, one practice and...
You're ready.
It's like, wow. Because all this that we are learning so much in Prashanti, it's easy. The sound is already there. So if you know it fully, being a singer, you will know. It's very easy for the children to pick up. Because you have it there already, you know, kind of thing.
So in the initial years, as you were saying, that the conviction was not there, very deep, but something happened.
Yeah, there used to be not 100% faith and trust.
So, but you started coming to Swami because your parents told you, or
my mom and dad and two sisters attended one satsang in Trinidad. My father said this is a good thing, and he from like the third satsang in Trinidad, when it first got coming, devotees started to have it. So from a small child, you would follow parents. They like God.
Yes.
So, yes, we took to Bhagavan. And as a child, I used to recede into, even though I'm in a big family, 9 children, and the villagers to come by us and play in big yard and thing. But I like my quiet moments as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had this this cow. My duty was to bathe the cow and milk the cow 5 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, and then ride my bicycle for 5 kilometers to school and back, kind mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. Secondary school now. So this one incident happened. First dream. Normally, I'm a person don't dream.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in this 45 years, I had 3 dreams of Swami.
Oh.
Only. So normally I don't dream. Mm-hmm. No dreams. Mm-hmm. But the first dream I got, being in satsang and the conviction, there's this rafter in the cow shed.
In your cow shed, yeah.
Yeah, on the cow shed on the roof mm-hmm. that is supporting the metal sheets.
Yes.
Just Swami's face appeared there.
Uh-huh.
And Amrit was flowing. So uh-huh. I put my right hand, this is precious stuff. And then I cupped my right hand and it was soon filled and started to overflow, so I put my left hand. As it started, the spirit it was going to my left hand, I called Ma. I called my mother who was in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And she came and she put her hand. And then my father came and my brother and 6 sisters.
Uh-huh.
2 brothers and 6 sisters. And everybody got this this precious amrit and we had our fill and then Swami. Yes. And that was the end of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami just vanished. Clear, I still have that memory. Clear as I'm seeing you, Bharavish.
Mm-hmm.
Swami just appeared on the... His face, not his whole body. His mm-hmm. face appeared mm-hmm. there and Amrit was just pouring.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, yeah.
So you saw that dream and you thought that this was something very strange.
No. At that time we were in satsang, so...
Okay. So you knew that Swami had come.
It was special. That was special, Swami, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second dream I had, you know, Swami came and he was sitting like a real friend, close, and, mm-hmm. and put his hand around me. We're sitting like in this bench,
mm-hmm.
and Swami's sitting, you know, and there is no space in between. He's this close, and he's saying, "Don't worry, you will pass all your exams. I will help. I will mm-hmm. bless. I will help.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pass all your exams." Now I'm finished school long, and I'm working, and there's no exam. I'm not studying or doing MBA or anything.
Uh-huh.
But Swami's telling, "Don't worry, I'm blessing you. You will pass all your exams."
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's it for dreams. You know, 1, 2. So, normally I don't dream. But Swami gave these 2 dreams that is very special to me.
When you were initially in the Sai fold, when you were knowing Swami, like that was the initial phase of your association with Swami.
Yes.
And so what did you make out of the second dream where Swami is saying, "I will help you pass all your exams." And you are saying you already finished all your academic exams.
Academic, yes. Yeah, so from Swami, I see it as, seeing that I have finished academic, this is a spiritual growth.
Yes.
To go in, you know.
Yes.
Going and like the seva that is going on with the children and you know, just to find myself, who am I?
Yes.
And to get in sync with his breath, you know. Swami's right here, he's in me.
Mm.
And if he's in me, I'm trying to find him in me. When I find Swami with me, then I'm seeing in you and everywhere and everything.
Wow.
So I think this is the exam. Swami, you know, when I see a fallen star, Swami, enlightenment.
Hmm.
Swami, moksha. This is what I ask for. Kind of thing. Anytime I see, like, on the digital clock there, 5-5, 4-4-4, 3-3, you know, they say that's an angel number. Make a wish. Swami, enlightenment. Swami.
Hmm.
Other than that, I don't like to ask Swami for anything because I don't know what is best for me. I know He knows. The conviction has come now since 2007 coming.
Hmm.
Like 100% surrender. If something, to me, I don't see something as bad anymore.
Hmm.
I see good and bad.
Hmm.
If something bad happened, I lost some money or some little accident happened, it could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
You know, I'm going to Swami's darshan in this white clothes, somebody pass, and the pothole and the water splash.
Anything could have happened.
I have to go and change again.
Hmm.
I would think, you know, what if it was Swami's car pass and splash? Then I wouldn't want to change of it. You know, so like that, everything I see is His grace.
Hmm. Wow.
Everything is Swami.
So, this understanding started coming in 2007.
Yeah, more and more. Yeah.
More and more. So initially it was those dreams of Bhagavan which endeared you more to him. You got more and more attached to him.
And also about the just this, the bhajans, the songs, Swami's songs, short, one speed, two speed.
Mm.
That song does something to me. When I hear the adult's choir and the children's choir, it brings tears to my eyes. Something about the sound and these songs. I just love songs. Mm. And you know, in the initial stages, you know, when we would go satsang, I would pick up one line and my other siblings would pick up one line. But we had this one sister who would know the whole song. And satsang started in our house. Not formal. Mm. We would just get together because we had no electricity and thing back then.
Oh, okay.
So
you're talking about 70s.
Yeah, no electricity, so we would work with the sunrise and sunset. So by 4:35 dinner is finished.
Oh,
as it started to get dark around 6, everybody in the bed. So we are sitting in our bed, everybody in their bed, and satsang is going on. No instruments. I would beat the table or a box or pocket, but satsang was going on every day in our house. And Amrit poured a couple of times from the photos. You know, it's happening all over the world, like by Haligappa and other places. And it happened by us a couple of times.
Mm. Wow.
So the conviction was there. You know, while other people in the village would say, what, this is a new god? And people would be saying, you know, things and say, oh, you're going astray now and thing. You know, poor people in the village, you know, people would just say things. But they have come around now. The village has come around because, you know, whatever Swami eyes fall on it, things change. So our financial situation has changed so much through Swami's grace. You know, everybody got educated and from the fields to you know, things has come up so much through Swami's grace.
So one thing that drew you to Bhagwan and Satisa organization was this bhajans and the music.
Yes, and I still do. I don't like to miss that bhajan. Like when you said five, yesterday I was there, I saw you singing, and that, yes, the Vedas is special and everything,
yes,
but it's something about the bhajans, it's super special for me. It's the ultimate Swami's bhajans. And just to recall all the, while the bhajans are playing, you're hearing Krishna, Rama, and to recall all the special moments, because Swami is Krishna and Rama that I first knew, being born in a Hindu home. I have come to know that Ganesha, when I go in front of Ganesha, is Sai Ganesh. Ganesha is Swami. Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Allah, the Christmas, everything is Swami. We have come to celebrate it, Swami's second birthday. It's no different. It's only Swami. Whichever name I hear is Swami.
It's Swami. Wow. So 2007, something very different happened, isn't it? From that year onwards, your understanding of Swami, understanding of Swami's teachings deepened, isn't it?
Yeah, reading Sanatana Sarathi all along and the books and being engaged in the work, I think Swami's grace more and more, coming and having his darshan, finally, the mind settled down and there was no more doubts, no more questioning, you know, like this monkey mind started to behave itself kind of thing. And he started to come like a genie to give me what I want now. the mind is obeying where before probably I was running after the mind and all the desires and kind of thing. So it was like a turning point, no big dramatic thing, but small, yes. And I'm still working with it. I'm still a work in progress kind of thing, But I can say it is getting sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Wow. And when you recall all your visits to Prashantinilayam, were there any moments with Bhagwan, because you had the chance to physically see Swami, to be with Swami, to sit in the darshan lines and enjoy those moments of waiting for him and seeing him during bhajans, during darshans? I mean, because that is such a huge privilege for whoever has had that chance, because it is a very small group of people who have had that chance. When you look at the whole of humanity,
yes.
Very few people have got that chance of actually seeing him, being there to physically bask in his love. So when you think about those moments of physical interaction, those moments of seeing him sitting in the darshan lines, anything that strikes you, anything that is evergreen in your mind?
Yes, brother. I used to, around 1997, you know, Swami, in those days, you can get Padmanabhaskar and he would be materializing Vibhuti every darshan, morning and afternoon, 2-3 times for the individuals. And you can give him your handkerchief and he would wipe your hand, wipe his hands and throw it back for you. So 1997, I'm thinking, you know, in the darshan, how special, how fortunate these brothers and sisters are when Swami wipe his hand and throw back this handkerchief for them. So I went to shopping complex and I got some handkerchief and I have one in my kurta. Should this opportunity present itself.
Yes.
But it didn't happen in 1997. 1998, and that was the end of that. We went back. 1998, I came again around the Paduka festival time. And as I entered the room, South 6D11, with some other brothers, you know, we came. That same thought just came into my mind. You know, that handkerchief, what if Swami presents this opportunity? So immediately I got handkerchief and put it. And within 2 to 3 days, Swami came, he, afternoon darshan, materialized Vibhuti. I was in third row, he gave one brother in front row, second row, I'm third row, and he gave another guy in the fourth row from Trinidad. And there I went for this handkerchief.
You remember?
Yeah. But growing up on a farm, and my hand is pretty big, and I did a lot of construction work. My hand, like, it stuck when, you know, when I held the handkerchief, my hand stuck in the quarter pocket, didn't want to come out. So I had to kind of force it out. And Swami is waiting, and like, as I raise my glance, 5 handkerchiefs already there for Swami. Soon as my one, which Swami took.
Oh, wow.
This is how special the Lord does this, you know, this thought I had from the year before. He could have easily taken 5 was there before me.
Oh.
I am the 6th handkerchief now coming for Swami.
Oh, there were 5 handkerchiefs.
5 guys were already there with handkerchiefs.
But he waited for yours.
He took as soon as my one reached.
Wow.
He took, wiped his hand and threw in the air and I caught it. Vibhuti in one hand and handkerchief.
Wow.
This is Swami's grace, yeah.
Oh. They say God's delays are not his denials.
Yes, yes. So true.
You had the pure thought.
Lord answered.
Yeah, he answered, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think when we look at our lives, there are so many such moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
So many times, everything that is happening is some answer to a prayer. And sometimes, as they say, God always answers. It is just that sometimes his answer is no.
Which is the best answer for us.
Which is the best answer at that point in time.
Yeah. We probably just may not understand it like that at that time.
Yes.
But
yeah. So it was a no in 1997, but it was a big yes in 1998.
Yeah, double big yes. when whatever Swami does is so perfect timing and special, yeah. So I think this the pining and the yearning and the waiting is like,
yes.
The grace is proportionate.
Yes.
At times, I don't know, 100.
As the intensity increases, his grace, I mean, the joy of receiving his grace when it happens also multiplies, isn't it?
Yeah, and as on the same question, 2010, 240 people came, West Indies offering. Most of the people was from Trinidad. We had some from Guyana and the other islands, Barbados, Curacao, and so on. So then I was serving as vice president. So I was instrumental in making the banners and the charts and things that was put up. So then Swami gave chance again to put up in Saikulwant Hall. That day when was the West Indies offering, some minister or somebody was coming, so they didn't want to allow. So when our higher up coordinators went to find out, they said, no, it will be for security reason, it shouldn't. So the person who was in charge to find out that. So then the West Indies coordinator himself, we happened to bounce up by Ganesha there. He was going, I was coming, and I said, they said they're not allowing. And he said, Vishnu, you go and try. So I just went there, and that uncle who was in charge of Kulwan one day, who used to ride the scooter, he has passed on now.
Yes, yeah.
He's with Swami now. So I told him, I said, Uncle, we have made this banner. He said, what do you have in this banner? You know, he's a tough man, you know. Mm. I said, we have Swami's picture and a map of the Caribbean and we're doing the offering. He said, go put. I jumped for joy, get the team. We had to get a ladder and it's, then I realized how high the school wanted to climb and put up the banners and things. So like this, Swami has been giving opportunity and, you know, one morning when I got up, the thought came into my mind that I should get some pendants.
Pendants?
Yeah, so Swami may bless for all the devotees. Mm. So I went outside to the poorest shop, first shop. Mm. First shop there, yeah, first pendant shop. A small shop, still small.
Mm.
And I got like 275 pendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to the next shop straight, the little better shop and the little bigger shop and get this best bag I could get, fancy bag. Put the pendants in there, open out all, put it, and I had it there. And that day, you know, no Swami will make the wrongs when during darshan, and then the offering would come after. Swami was going that way, and you know, he signaled to his boys, and they spin around and they came. I was sitting between the men and the ladies there in that track. Swami came straight. So that day, that darshan didn't go that way.
He
already started to go. He already crossed into the men's side, and he make a turn.
Oh, he made a turn.
Complete turn.
Oh.
And came straight for this pendant.
Oh, wow.
So as soon as I saw he turn, I went in the bag and I get it. So it was just if in case he... I had no opportunity to present it as... So he came and I had it and he put his hand and he went deep. It's a big bag like this, bro. About 10, 12, almost 1 foot long.
Mm.
Swami put his hand and played with the pendants and went... I could feel his hand.
Oh.
I am holding the bag below and I could feel Swami's hand.
Wow.
To the... bottom, he churned and played with all those pendants.
Blessing each and every one.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
And so we were able, all the devotees were able to get. Also, I was given opportunity to wave coconut. Mm. Some people did RT, many people did things.
Mm.
So I got opportunity to wave this coconut and we cracked the coconut and cut it up, make sure 240, everybody got a little piece as prasadam because this was wave.
Yes.
Swami kind of thing.
Wow.
So, and so these things give me tremendous joy, like just sharing the coconut.
Yes.
You know, and... how Swami came. Then one other incident on the same question. This is like after 1998. This is probably 2008. Those days, Padnamaskar, how used to get plenty, is more restricted than the guy Sevadals a day and all of that.
Mm.
I happen to be sitting in the second row this time.
Mm-hmm.
There's this two brothers, they're like giants, two big white men. So they are huge and there's so much gap between their legs. So even though I'm in the second row, one man is here, one man is here, and I fit in the space between both of them. So even though I'm in second row, Swami came that day in darshan after he pulled the corner there and he came right up and leaned on me.
Oh.
And gave me his feet. Now, no Sevadal, nobody tell me no.
Oh.
Because it was just Swami and I, leaning like how you could lean on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami, and he was taking letters from the devotees.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on like for minutes and minutes and minutes. I was able to massage Swami's feet.
Wow.
Then again, you see, I saw how he taught so many people are taking Padmanabhaskar. Swami's feet must hurt. He's walking bare feet all the time. You know, how nice it would be if you could massage Swami's feet. Swami gave that opportunity. I get to look at his robe. Actually, I couldn't look at anything. He was, my face was like on Swami's lap, his body. So I could have felt, I know he have an inner robe, the silk, and the other one, and massage his feet all from his toes, and I started to go up. When I reached his calves, you know, something said, Vishnu, okay, that's enough. And I came back down and so I had my filled massaging Swami's feet like that.
Wow.
So, and there are other special moments, but these are some of the special things that come to mind now.
I mean, even though, I don't know if Swami called you for the interview, into the interview room, but in the darshan line itself, he has given you that kind of an experience.
I consider myself... blessed and fortunate, but I never had that coveted interview.
But he gave you all those experiences that people get in the interview room.
I don't know. but I listen to people's stories in the interview room, but it happened in the darshan line for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Fantastic. And after Swami left also in 2011, also you still continue to come. For you, everything is the same?
I wouldn't say it's the same, but I know Swami is there.
Yes.
Not having this interview, I wasn't that much attached, you know. Swami always, his message, you know, being in the padukas and thing, you know, Swami gave paduka and people went back home and arranging all this paduka puja,
yes,
and offering, you know, making all the offerings and the rituals and all that. But when you read Swami's message, Swami said paduka worship has to be rightfully understood.
Yes.
Swami's feet is in your heart.
Yes.
So I think this is why too he said, no, you know, I am giving no more Padma Namaskar from now,
yes,
on.
Yes.
Take from your own feet.
Hmm.
You know, you are Swami kind of thing, you know.
Yes.
When Swami did this,
yes,
you know,
he did Namaskar.
I never know Swami to bow to anything,
yeah,
or pray to anything. Swami is the,
yes,
God of gods. He's the ultimate. And when Swami did this, you know,
Namaskar, yes.
Yeah, he was telling again, we were, yes, God. Every discourse, 3-4 times, Prema Swarupalada, Divyatma, yes, Atma Swarupalada.
Mm.
He was telling all the time that he is God and we are God and he has come to make us aware, to awaken this inherent
yes,
divinity. So, not having interview, but the interview,
yes,
and the connection. So I think he was preparing me. So this is why I think I am so fortunate. He was preparing me because some brothers and sisters, they were crying and they were devastated. You know, when the news came, sudden, some people think he would be here till 95, but only Swami knows his agenda. So from then, I learned you don't second guess Swami, just go with the flow. Swami, yes, knows best, abandon all plans.
Yes.
Just Swami give the best plan, whatever happen.
Yes.
You know, kind of thing. So, I continue to come because Swami has not gone anywhere. I feel him, as you were saying last day, he has gone everywhere. You know, Swami himself used the word, you know, the atheist would say, God is nowhere. And yes, Swami would just by the syllabication, he's, yes, now here.
Now
God
here,
is now,
yes,
here. And, living in this presence, in the moment, this is Swami's, I'm at a loss for words. You know, the connection. So I feel Swami and I see Swami in your smile when I look at you. You're such an inspiration, you know, and everything about Prashanti, yes, is so beautiful now. So I see Prashanti as a 4 or 5 star hotel now. Compared to the days when most of the day used to go lining up, and the excitement of trying to pull a token to get interview, to get yeah, a good chance,
yeah,
you know, Swami will tell you go.
Yeah.
And now the ashram is so relaxed. In the early days from 1993, you couldn't be in children's choir. It was either or. Now I am in both. Now I have the opportunity to be in both. I am in the adult's choir, learning those songs as well, so I can take back. But I give priority to the children's choir. So 100% here and whatever spare time. So I'm getting like 50% as the time allowed. And so I can manage. So I'm in both choir, adult and the children as well.
Wow. And when you think about how it has been in the last 5-7 years, two things that I want to ask you. One thing is, I know that there's a lot of seva that goes on in Trinidad and Tobago, and there are some fantastic service projects happening there. Maybe you should talk about that. And also, any moments where you have felt very strongly His presence in your life in the last few years, because in so many ways, we know that Swami is looking after us, but there are moments, you know, He makes it so obvious that He was there to look after us. And, you know, those are moments when you cannot but look at Swami and just thank you, Swami. But for you, I don't know what would have happened to me. There are those kind of moments also in our life, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Well, actually, being here, I consider myself to be Swami's miracle. In He has saved my life many times, even before I knew Swami. Even before, at the age of 9, at the age of 7, an incident happened, but I don't want to go there. So even before I knew Swami, He was taking care of me.
Wow.
I know this now, you know, from 2007 coming. At the age of, was it around 12, 13 years old? So we were going satsang. One relative visited. And as I was saying, I grew up on a farm. We had tractor. And I started to drive at an early age in the farm. You know. I took the tractor. My parents went to make groceries. And I took the tractor with this guy who, one relative, who had attended two satsang, and we were plowing some land. And when we checked for fuel, it's a gas tractor, Massey Ferguson. There were no gas in the tank. So it was working just running light. So I was kind of hustling to get back home, put the tractor before my parents' reach, because I didn't take their permission.
Okay,
boys will be boys, 13 years old. We were having some fun with the tractor plowing land, you know, it was no big thing in a rural setting.
Yes.
And so while coming back, it was crop time and they had graded yield, and there was like a heap of thing, and there was some dirt stuck on the plow. So I turned back and was cleaning it out, and the tractor ran up on this dirt and went down into a ravine and a ditch.
Capsized.
So while this was happening, the relative who was sitting on the fender of the tractor, he bawled Vishnu. And then wherever the tractor was heading, he could have seen better because my head was turned. I didn't see where the tractor was going. And then he bawled Sai Baba. Two satsang he had attended with us.
Mm-hmm.
So he was new introduced, but he saw probably the conviction we had and his own conviction. He bawled Sai Baba. And something happened where Swami took over that whole incident. It both of us could have been fatal for both of us. We ended up below the tractor, he under one of the big wheel, and somewhere I was. But it was just a blank came. I don't know. Then when consciousness came back, I held something to come out. My right hand got burnt. I happened to hold the exhaust. And then I managed to pull this guy out from under the other tire. And he is groaning in pain, you know, and barely walking. So I'm helping him, holding him up and trying to head back, because we're like quarter mile away from home. So I helped him and we reached home. Then my parents came back shortly, time we reached home. And they said, okay, this happened. We need to take you all to see the family doctor. So when they took us to the doctor, time he examined, he couldn't find anything wrong with my hand.
Oh.
But my hand was whole, this hot muffler.
Burnt, right?
I was feeling pain. He examined this guy. I was more worried about him.
Mm.
He was under the big wheel.
Mm.
And doctor could find nothing wrong with him. No torn ligaments, no broken bones, nothing. He didn't even give us a tablet or ointment for my hand or anything.
Oh my
God. We were fine, time the doctor saw us. So like this, Swami has been taking care of us. Then another incident, my father, now I had gotten a license at the age of 17. This was around the age of 18. We went to Kuva area, about 8-10 kilometers off, to deliver something my dad had sent us on his errand. So it was again kind of close to Christmas time, December again, this thing is happening. And three brother-in-laws were there. So they jump in the car, you know, we're doing well, I have good company. And we went. We delivered and we were coming back. And when we were coming down the Solomon Ho Chai Highway, I started to overtake this lorry, this cane truck, which is about 50-60 feet long. And this truck was doing it was night time, about 8 o'clock. So then this truck was driving pretty fast, about 100 km. So I was doing like 120 to pass this truck. Now the cane fields on both sides of the highway were on fire. And there's this electric wire that is passing over the highway, and this wire was kind of dancing and jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was falling on the car, and I panicked or something. And in processor being distracted with that, like it was falling in the car, how to avoid this, I was thinking. The car kind of went to the edge of the road and the back tire blew out and the car went into a spin.
Oh my God.
While we were halfway overtaking this truck, which is doing like 100 km.
Hmm.
You know, and I remembered seeing like my speedometer registering 120, and this is the tire blew, back tire, the car went in a spin. And Swami came again and take over. And the same unconscious, just like you pull a dark screen, or you just take off the light in this room, how it would be, like pitch dark.
Yes.
Is a nothingness, how best I can describe it. And then consciousness came back, and all this had to be happening pretty quick, because as consciousness came back, the car was still moving.
Mm-hmm.
I put my foot on the brake, the car stopped, and I could see the truck coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped.
At the nick of the time.
Yeah.
There was no collision.
No collision. Avoided. And the truck guy said, well, I guess he saw, if he was doing that speed and he was able to stop, he saw what was happening with the car. You know, and so he said, get the car off the road, you know. So my brother-in-law jumped up, pushed the car to the side of the road, so we could change the tire and whatever. And he went, and so the thing about these two incidents, why I'm telling, 1995, I'm in Poonachandra, come for Christmas program again, got a pretty good seat in Poonachandra, just after the VIPs and thing. So I have a good view of Swami on the dais, and Swami sitting there in his chair. And both these incidents flash in my mind. And I'm looking at Swami, and Swami looking at me. And so I'm so the thought came to my mind, Swami, it was you. So this was the confirmation, it was you who saved me on both those incidents. You know? And Swami gave a nod from the dais.
From the dais.
Yeah, so I know, there's no doubt in me. And these these are the incidents that strengthened my faith. You know,
but at that moment, these two incidents flash in your mind, and Swami nods
simultaneously. And I said, Swami, yes, it's you. Oh, it was you who saved me then. And I got a new perspective, a new understanding of what transpired many years back.
These are just two incidents which were probably very dramatic, but I think there are so many little incidents that happens all the time in our lives, isn't it? We don't even many times perhaps recognize them. And Swami is there all the time lifting us. So tell us also about the service projects there, because we know that there's some very interesting work that is happening in that part of the world, isn't it?
Yes, brother. I am happy to be a part of this team. In Trinidad, we have a team, Trinidad and Tobago, we have this team of... the team is growing daily, because something about this service, the joy the brothers get
in serving.
So the youths and people across all religions are attracted to come to these projects. So there are two brothers. With Swami's permission, I'll call him Brother Dalvi and Brother Sati. And there's another brother who set up this factory to manufacture this house. Now, the material is imported from India and China and other places. It's first-class material. The house can withstand Category 3 hurricane. It is certified to withstand Category 3. It is there's a solar...
panels.
Not solar panel, but to prevent the heat. That is put in the house as well. And it is termite-proof. There's nothing for termite to eat. It's concrete board and zinc roof and all zinc channeling. So all these things are pre-made in a factory. So the guys would come together and they would go to the factory and cut all the board and make all the walls for the walls and everything. And it's painted and everything. So there's one team that will go a few days before on the site after it is identified. There's a team that will do that. Mostly these two brothers will identify whatever people recommend throughout the country. So they try to cover the whole country. And it has extended to the Caribbean as well. Curacao, Five, Guyana, and upcoming in Dominica in 2018, where the hurricane devastated. So to tell about it, a few brothers would go, and it's I-beam, steel beam and concrete. They will put on the foundation and concrete board, 1-inch concrete board is the flooring is done. So then when we arrive there on the Sunday morning, within 2.5 hours, these people who their own family, because of the situation and the poverty and whatever, within 2.5 hours, they themselves can't believe, when from inception to completion, they themselves can't believe that this is possible when they actually see it.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Who receive these houses.
Yeah.
I mean, 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
You set up one home is properly
curtain,
done.
Windows, with a blessed with a satsang, keys are delivered, groceries, kitchen sink,
even groceries.
Two bedroom, usually it's two bedroom. If a family is bigger, they get three bedroom, toilet and bath. So everything is provided. So how the work goes on there is, now the one team has grown to two team. So it's expanding all the time.
Okay.
So now we have two team, the two brothers, each one managing one of the team.
Wow.
So actually I have a choice now. on a Sunday morning, two houses being built. I can go this, if the, maybe this one is closer, or maybe in this location, I want to see this part of the country. You know, so actually I have a choice. I could go to either team and give my assistance. Yeah. Yeah. So this work is going on. I think it's close to 200. It could be more.
Okay.
I don't have the updated statistics, but I know we passed 100 long time. Yes, you know.
So nearly 200 such houses have been given to the disadvantaged people.
Disadvantaged people, yeah. And the thing about these people, I have seen transformation in their lives, you know, because they believe there is a God now, the God that they have been praying to. Yes, God answer prayers. You know, and you see them in tears, and that is such a joy for us. I look at these brothers as angels. So see, people from all strata come, and just they look forward. We look forward to Sunday morning to get up and go to this project because we are the one receiving. You know, the joy of giving.
Yes,
and being able to do something and to touch somebody's life and make a difference. Swami fills us up so much. And I see joy that is that this thing just keep going, and the funds is coming. One house would cost like 100,000, kind of thing, 10 lakhs, something. Oh. Each house could be more, based if it's bigger or whatever.
Oh.
Kind of.
Wow.
And the brothers in the team are providing the funds and everything, and it's going on. So upcoming with the hurricane this year, the hurricane season was active all over. And in the Caribbean, some of the islands got, the lead brothers in the team, a couple of them went, to make sure that the containers, when we put everything, 4, 5, 6 containers, it could be cleared. So they went and identified the site and meet the people in the country who would be happy to receive the houses, get the government permission. So I think those things have been done, and the house, December probably, I am here, brothers might be working, putting things together. So when the house is put together, everything, every board, every concrete board is cut in the factory. And screwed on together. So then it's just to take all back the screw after it is painted.
Yes.
Pack it in a truck.
Yes.
Next truck is loaded with container and furniture and everything, beds and everything. So two truck would pull up on the site, and within 2.5 hours everything is up. Receive a fresh coat of paint. Satsang delivered to the people. So one, this one coming to mind, in the Palmis area, we were doing this one, and people were well dressed, going to their Sunday morning temple. And when they were coming back, they had the shock of their life because they forgot if they were going home now.
I mean, coming the same route.
You know, yeah, because there was nothing here. This was a vacant land. And now there's a home.
Already there's a home.
So people were shocked like that. Another place, this pastor came in. And he was just curious to know, what is this? You know, he never saw a house, and we allow him to give a little talk, you know. He said he never saw a house. And you know, this is, he said he was amazed and blown away that something like this can happen. And, you know, this kind of work is going on, you know.
Wow.
That there are people who care about other people and.
Yes.
And given these things, he was really amazed, and he gave a good talk. I don't remember all the contents.
Wow. And Swami built houses for all the flood ravaged people of the state of Odisha in 2008 and 2009. And in fact, the initially it was 700 houses, and it was totally 1,000 houses, proper concrete structures. And Swami gave so many explicit directions to the engineers about how these houses should be built, what should be the height of the foundation, what should be the structure of the house, what should be the design of the toilets, everything.
He made them flood proof, I sure, a certain height.
Yes.
If flood come again, it wouldn't come in the house.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's so nice to hear now how this project has cascaded, you know, into remote parts of the world, and it is happening in, in
Swami,
the Caribbean islands.
Swami is the inspiration, you know, because we have read these things in Sanatan Sarithi.
Yes.
This lifeline that is coming, you know.
Yes.
And no Radio Sai. Yeah. Yes. So we have seen these inspirational things, and like for 70th birthday, Swami was given 70 cows and tractors to the farmers.
Yes.
And the best cows, you know, he sent Professor Gokak to Australia and New Zealand, bring the best cows you can find.
Yes.
And now I see for 70th birthday, I am seeing tankas, like, oh, we have lorries bringing gasoline in Trinidad. They would bring in, the tankas come and bring milk because you have close to 1 million people need their chai and their coffee and their tea.
Yes.
So these cows and you see the quality of the cow.
Yes.
You know, the best. Swami's giving the best to the farmers.
Mm.
How happy they, you know, and it touches their life, and it could never be what it was before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Fantastic. I mean, service is something that you always liked even as a child, isn't it?
Yes.
And so bhajans and service, music and service, I think that is what has filled your life, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And that's what also happens when you come to Prashantinilayam. You're involved with the music and yeah. you're serving.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. So when you go back, as you mentioned, when people will ask you how was the Christmas, and you will say that this was the best Christmas ever. But what memories of this year's Christmas will you carry? I know you're still here, Christmas celebration is just around the corner, but from the time you have already spent here, how is Christmas this year, 2017?
Certainly Swami will not let us down. From what I've seen so far, the program is just 2 days, 3 days off. And being with the children in the choir and having an opportunity to instill little values and little discipline, you know, Swami say discipline before devotion.
Yes.
You know, and some of the children are really a challenge, you know. We have children from different countries and some of them pretty small, 6 years, 7 years. So it is be a little challenge. So I really have to go deep inside and find some motivation, how to motivate this little child to sit, to pay attention and learn the song. But they are doing wonderful. We have our little challenges, like I was describing there. But from last year and this year especially, Swami is sending so much talented children. Their voices, they are singing like angels. The children are so talented. Today, as the days are coming and we are starting to run the program now, the program is getting a little more concretized.
Yes.
And we're giving it a run. Today we started to give it a whole run. And, you know, sometime while you are there singing too, and you hear what is filling that exhibition hall, it's like, wow, it's a joy and it brings tears to my heart, you know. These children are the cream of the crop. When you look at them, it's just like looking at you, see Swami. You know, how fortunate I am and we are to work with these children that Swami has chosen out of all the children in the world. These 50, 60 children that will be here spending Christmas in Prashantinilayam. I know it's going to be the best Christmas ever.
Wow, amazing. In fact,
so the amount of talent, so much talent is there.
Swami's bringing out the best in every child. In fact, as you were mentioning this, I was reminded of the decorations in the Sai Kulwant Hall. You have these huge pictures of Jesus with little children. You have this beautiful image of Swami with holding and caressing the lamb. You know, these children are like that.
Yes.
So pious and so pure. And, you know, Swami
so
loved
pure
to
and,
be with
and
the
innocent,
children.
Yeah.
Jesus loved to be with the children.
Yeah, so the challenge for me, I am seeing this purity in this 7-year-old boy, a Chinese boy, he from Singapore, he's so innocent and so he's just joy. He's like looking at Swami and he's dancing to the music. So I know he's pure. Mine is no contamination has affected his mind. Like the thought today is mentioning something like that. So how to get him to sit? So I put a little chocolate or something in my pocket. So I have to try some little strategy. Some little cookies, some little chocolate. And settle down for a few minutes and pay attention.
Wow. Amazing. Beautiful. So it's going to be a beautiful 24th and 25th. I know for all the devotees. And I think more than that day, I think this whole journey of being here, preparing for the festival is itself so beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, the process.
The whole process. The whole process actually
is so much joy and fun.
So much joy.
Yeah.
And the last day is just one part of the whole experience, isn't it?
The grand finale.
The grand finale. And you go back home with all these beautiful moments and eager. When will I come back again?
Yes, looking forward to
2018.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming to the studios and, you know, sharing your joy. Really pray to Swami that He blesses you with more energy, more inspiration as the days go by, and the joy of knowing Him only grows in abundance in your life. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Bishu. Thank you, Swami, for this opportunity. Thank you.
Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam. On this first day of February 2018, the current time in the ashram right now is 44 minutes past 10 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. You just heard an episode of Tris with Divinity. It was hosted by my colleague, Mr. Bishu Prushti, and under the spotlight was our guest, Mr. Ram Kisun. I hope you enjoyed it. We look forward to your feedback to this episode of Morning Glory, as well as to all other Radio Sai programs. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. And now is my happy moment to share with you the correct answer for the question I asked earlier on the show. Namely, where is the new office of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini located in the ashram at Prashanti Nilayam? And I'm very happy to say that almost everybody except one person got it right. The correct answer is, it is on the first floor of the Western Canteen. If you go to the center of the building, which houses the Western Canteen, the middle area between the gents and the ladies, there is a statue of Goddess Saraswati playing her veena. Right behind her is a big teak door which leads you to a foyer where you will find a beautiful altar and a staircase taking you up to the first floor. That is where the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini as well as the Sri Satya Sai Center for Human Values are housed. And congratulations go out to our following listeners who got the answer right. S. Prabha from Chennai in Tamil Nadu, Sai Lakshmi Narayan G.S., a fellowship scholar of the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini. Lakshmi, no points for this one. You have attended enough training programs there, but I'm happy you responded. I'm very happy you were listening to Radio Sai while you were traveling to work. So keep up the good work. Congratulations go out to Sai Lakshmi Narayan G.S., a fellowship scholar of the Vidya Vahini program. Mrs. Shankari Subhash from Dubai. By the way, Lakshmi Narayan, whose name I announced earlier, is currently shuttling between two schools, carrying out the Vidya Vahini program in Tamil Nadu. Shankari Subhash from Dubai. Sister Rajana from Johannesburg, South Africa. Pratap Makodia from Bhavnagar, Gujarat. Pooja Sahani from Hyderabad, Telangana State. Lakshmi Menon from Navi Mumbai, Maharashtra. Ashok K. Kriplani from Hong Kong. Anila E.P. from Dubai, Tarun Kanti Ghosh from Kolkata, West Bengal, Brother Subhash from Dubai, Sri Venkat Ram Balasubramaniam from Mumbai, and finally, I have to say Brother Bala from Bahrain said that the center, Vidya Vahini Center, was located at the end of the ashram. Brother Bala, let me bring you up to date. That is where it used to be. And now it has been moved to the heart of the ashram, right above the Western Canteen. Thank you all for participating in my question this morning, and I hope all of you, whenever you have a chance and you are in the ashram during business hours, Monday through Saturday, you're welcome to drop in at the Vidya Vahini Center and check out what we do there. With that, it is time for me to play some of your favorite music and hand you over to the next segment. Until we meet next Thursday, I wish you a wonderful, saisam, awesome day and week ahead. Thank you for your company and Jai Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Krishna, Krishna, kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, tose preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo. Krishna kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, tose preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo, Krishna kaun sang jodo. तरोवर मैं भय पतिया तुम भय सरोवर मैं भय मछिया तुम भय गिरीवर मैं भय छारा तुम भय चंदा मैं भय चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ो रे तो से प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो हम भय धारा तुम भय सोना हम भय सुहागा भाई मीरा के प्रभु जी ब्रज के वासी सुनो हे गोपाल सुनो हे गोपाल तुम मेरे मैं तेरी दासी जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नहीं तोड़ो रे तोसे प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो
मुरली मनोहर मोहन गिरिधर 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 मीरा
Thank you.